This goes to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P-A-V-L-I-K, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-875-5023, regarding IVA, I-V-A, Goodhall, G-O-O-D-H-A-L-L. Date of birth is July 14th of 1930. Dear Ms. Pavlik, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Goodhall with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertensive cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure, and moderate to severe aortic stenosis. Her last visit was August 24th of 2021. She did have some skin cancer removed from the right side of her nose. That was a slow-growing type, and it was fully removed, and she's had no complications or problems after that procedure. She has chronic shortness of breath and occasional dizziness, but no falls as long as she changes positions slowly. She does see her cardiologist, Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, regularly, about every 6 months, and she believes that she's feeling well. Her biggest complaint is having bladder control problems where she has leakage and has trouble getting to the bathroom before she starts to urinate. They were concerned that that may be related to kidney function. Generally, it's more of a structural bladder problem. And if that gets worse, she should be referred to urology for further evaluation. But she does use the Depends protective garments, and that seems to control the amount of urinary leakage that she's having. She denies chest pain or palpitations. Her weight is stable and unchanged. She has dyspnea with exertion, but none at rest, no recent coughing or sputum production. She had some dysphagia secondary to drinking liquids, and they did an EGD that was negative. No bowel changes, blood or melena, no nausea or vomiting, and no odor or blood noted in the Depends. No orthopnea or PND. She does not require oxygen for shortness of breath. Medications, I want to highlight Torsemide, 20 milligram daily. Also, Ramipril, 10 milligram twice a day. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. Diltiazem, extended release, 120 milligram daily. Synthroid, calcium, multivitamin, and vitamin B12. Also simvastatin, if I didn't say that, and Tylenol for pain. Physical examination, the patient is alert and oriented, cheerful and cooperative. She discusses questions that she does not understand with her family member who's present for the telemedicine visit. Her weight is 152 pounds and blood pressure is 142 over 87. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 4th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.2, which is stable. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.4, albumin 3.4. Liver enzymes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.6. Hemoglobin 12.7, normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, no progression. Hypertensive cardiomyopathy with preserved ejection fraction. History of congestive heart failure without current symptoms and no decompensation. Moderate aortic insufficiency. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.